Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Crime doesn't pay,
but Crime Stoppers does.
Please listen and learn as Nicole Rosecrans and Kaylee Fuller communicate and educate about Crime Stoppers' role in the San Luis Valley and how you can help and profit by getting some wanted fugitives off the streets. You can report what you know anonymously. Your anonymity is staunchly protected, and it's a super way that every citizen can become involved in cleaning up our communities. Our law enforcement all over the San Luis Valley work tirelessly to keep us safe, and Crime Stoppers is one way that we can help. Listen to Nicole and Kaylee as they tell us a bit of history, details, and what Crime Stoppers is doing right now in the San Luis Valley. New ideas and innovations, utilizing podcasting, a new website, social media, and a fundraiser coming up. This is exciting.
Shall we begin?
I'm Adam, and we're here to talk about the San Luis Valley Crime Stoppers. I'd like to introduce to you first Nicole Rosecrans, or Nikki, right?
Yes.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing great. Got a lot of questions for you to start. First off, where are you originally from?
Denver, Colorado.
Really? So yes. You're a Colorado native.
I am a Colorado native.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background.
Yeah. So I grew up in a family of all natives of Colorado and in law enforcement. My uncle was a chief of police for the Commerce City Police Department, and my mother retired from the Denver Sheriff's Department in 2015 as a captain. So my whole entire life has been surrounded by law enforcement officials.
Okay. And how did you end up here in the San Luis Valley?
So my husband took a chance and wanted to progress his career in law enforcement and saw an opening for a position for the chief of police and had always wanted to move outside the metropolitan area, specifically to a more rural mountain town, and applied for the position of chief of police for Monta Vista. And lo and behold, here we are.
You like it here, right?
I absolutely love it.
How did you end up heading up the San Luis Valley Crime Stoppers on top of all this?
So I attended a meeting with San Luis Valley Crime Stoppers, and upon the meeting, I learned that we were getting ready to motion in a new board. There was some stipulations around what a board could consist and could not consist of with Crime Stoppers. Specifically, we can have law enforcement as volunteers, but we cannot have them as board members. And so we had to find a new board with civilians only. And my husband is the one that voluntold me to be president.
I've had a few of those over the years, being voluntold.
Yes.
Also joining us in the studio, Kaylee Fuller. Hi, Kaylee.
Hello.
You're the store manager for the Alamosa Starbucks.
Yes, I am. Oh, yep.
Wonderful. It's great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, awesome. So I was born and raised in Alamosa. I graduated from Center High School about 10 years ago and went to college, studied business, hotel management, started with Starbucks 7 years ago on the East Coast, and it brought me home. I was working in Colorado Springs. They told me they were planning on opening a store in Alamosa, and I was starting my journey to become a store manager, and I offered myself to move back home and open the store, and I never thought I'd get to come home under somebody else's offer. So here I am. We've been open for almost a year, and I really love what I do for this community. I love that I get to give back, and just being home in this capacity has really been a rewarding experience, and I plan on hanging out here until my son is grown and old and I can go on to something different.
Well, that's great to hear. Now, I understand Starbucks supports a lot of organizations here in the Valley, too.
Yeah. So when we first opened, it was a big platform of mine to find some organizations I could partner with. Starbucks feeds a lot into community. So just figuring out what we could do with the community since we are a remote location. First, I partnered with Tucasa, and we did a lot of partnership work with them over our first 6 to 8 months open. And then I met Nicole, and her and I started working together to launch our first Coffee with a Cop event, which was last weekend. And that was kind of a kickoff event to kind of see what we could do with law enforcement in the San Luis Valley. It was really successful. And since, we've decided to just kind of start being buddies and other things that we're both trying to achieve here. So decided, you know, let's do something with SLV Crime Stoppers. It's a great organization. They have a great mission. We are kind of moving in that direction here too, but anytime any nonprofits need any donations or gift baskets or coffee for stuff, we're always willing to help anybody in the community as well.
Yeah, and I just want to say something too, that Kaylee has not only helped with the Coffee with the Cop this past weekend, as she spoke of, and with SLV Crime Stoppers. However, she failed to mention that she helped me over Christmas with the Christmas parade that transpired in Monta Vista. She donated about 500 cups of hot cocoa and coffee to that parade.
That's where that came from.
Yes, I remember. Great. Okay, yes, holiday was a crazy time of year for me, man. We did a lot for holidays, so thank you for reminding me. Yes, that's where it all started.
You know, I just have to thank you, Kaylee, and really say that not only do the local businesses want to participate and help Crime Stoppers and other nonprofit organizations with whatever means that they can, but also our corporate businesses do a lot to help us as well. And Kaylee has never, ever turned me down. I think I've gone in there actually a few times before that too. And it's always, yes.
Anything we can do to help, we really look forward to everything. Getting us out of our four walls, you know, really is important for my team and for myself to get out of our realms.
And something that I just want to mention and say thank you again to Kaylee is I approached her with our first fundraiser coming up for SLV Crime Stoppers at the end of March. She was so willing to say, how can we tag team this event? How can I help promote it? And she came up with the idea of people who are attending our event that morning or that afternoon. They just mentioned SLV Crime Stoppers, and they will receive a buy one, get one half off of hot chocolate and brewed coffee. So thank you, Kaylee.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking forward to seeing some traffic in there. That is also our one-year anniversary celebration weekend. So works out for us as well.
Good.
So yeah, we're excited.
Let's talk about Crime Stoppers. I did a little research, and apparently this organization has been around for better than 40 years. It was started by a young detective in Albuquerque, New Mexico, back in September of 1976. So just what is Crime Stoppers today, Nikki?
SLV Crime Stoppers started in 1990, and it has been successful, just remained a little dormant over the last few years. But Crime Stoppers is a nonprofit organization that is established within a community, and it operates by using a hotline to receive anonymous tips about fugitive or criminal activity. We are based on the idea that someone other than the criminal has information that can solve a crime. We offer a safe, anonymous reporting method, and we pay them a cash reward when the information leads to an arrest, conviction, or disciplinary action. And we accomplish this by having a solid partnership with law enforcement, our media, and the community, and all of the dedicated community members and volunteers who serves as the board.
What counties does SLV Crime Stoppers serve here?
Yeah, so we serve all six counties within the valley. That includes Alamosa, Rio Grande, Costilla County, Conejos, Mineral, and Sawatch.
How does Crime Stoppers operate?
We rely solely on the community support through donations and sponsorships. Without the help of our community, we wouldn't be a successful nonprofit organization.
And how could someone become involved with Crime Stoppers?
So one can reach out through Facebook Messenger at SLV Crime Stoppers to request information, become a volunteer, or become part of our board. And I just want to follow that up with, we are in the process of building a website. We had a fantastic sponsor offer to build our website. Unfortunately, a series of unfortunate life events took place. So I am learning how to build a website on my own.
Oh, that's lots of fun. I've done
yeah.
those.
So. Oh, good. I can use your help then.
Yes, you can.
I need your
Absolutely.
Help.
Absolutely. But if someone needed to contact Crime Stoppers for a tip, they certainly wouldn't want to use social media to do so.
That's correct. We are not equipped at this moment in time to take tips via social media. The hotline, it would be a hotline that someone would call to remain anonymous, and they would call 719-589-4111. That is an analog line that has no caller ID, is not recorded. It literally is the analog telephone, and that's how someone can report a tip.
And you've got a great fundraiser coming up. Has anything like this ever taken place before?
Not to my knowledge.
So this is going to be the first fundraiser, and when is it?
It is on Saturday, March 23rd, and it is taking place at the Alamosa Ice Rink Center at the Alamosa Family Recreational Center.
Okay, and it's from 1 to 5.
It's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. If it extends, we are definitely prepared for that.
Nice. And what can people expect to see at the fundraiser?
So we have a silent auction that is going to transpire. We have about 15 local businesses, as well as corporate businesses, that have donated items to auction off that people can bid on. We have the Finery of Monta Vista, who has generously has given a gift card to go shopping. We have Mountain View Restaurant, Vail 3 Theater of Monta Vista, Taurus Floral Design, the Honeybee Cakes by Melissa Howd, Revitalized Salon of Alamosa, Maywan Alamosa, Alamosa Starbucks, SLV Federal Bank of Monta Vista, and Safeway of Monta Vista, who have all participated.
Well, wonderful. I'm going to give them all a great big shout out and a great big thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And then in addition to that, I just want to let everybody know that we are hosting a raffle that will take place on March 23rd through Halloween of this year, raffling off a Weatherby Vanguard Series 2 rifle. Yes.
Oh, that's quite a prize.
Yes, it is.
I understand, Nikki, that you have some statistics, too, behind the SLV Crime Stoppers. This is what's actually happened, what you've been able to accomplish.
So in August of 2018, when I stepped on as board president and the new board took place, we have helped our law enforcement solve 4 crimes by arresting 4 fugitives that were wanted. And thus, we gave out a total of $750 in rewards from August of 2018. Nationally, there have been 745,880 arrests made and a total of $1,835,091 of rewards that have been paid to anonymous community members.
And you got some local statistics too?
I do. In addition, locally for Monta Vista specifically, in 2018, the calls for service was reduced by a little over 2,000. And then 2018, the reports that were taken were reduced a fraction. Arrests that were made were 705, where the year prior was 671. So I think there's a lot of good that is coming, not only from Crime Stoppers, but also from our local law enforcement. This definitely came from the police department. They've been advocating and doing a whole lot of good to really try to clean up the community. And we want to be there to partner with them and support them in any way we can.
In essence, though, you're stepping up your game.
I am stepping up my game, but I have a heavy foot behind me.
I understand that. How are you reaching out to our area via social media, and what would people expect to see? I know you mentioned Facebook.
Really, our method right now is through public service announcements, through the radio, and then definitely social media. I recently attended a public information officer course put on by the Homeland Security in the state of Colorado and FEMA. Surprisingly, Colorado ranked 2nd in the nation to receive their news now by Twitter.
Really?
It was shocking, yes. So Colorado is the 2nd state in the nation that is how they receive their news. So after hearing those statistics, I really am interested and eager to learn more about Twitter and use that. I do know that those statistics only pertain to the metropolitan area, so ranging from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs, Summit to Bennett. It didn't really apply to the rural counties. However, Facebook is very big down in the valley.
And you're also putting out a newsletter.
We are. We're doing a newsletter. So we're doing a quarterly newsletter right now, posting updates of statistics, any rewards that we have given out, any fundraising, or any events, community events that we are participating or plan to participate in.
How does someone go about reporting a tip to a crime, and how would they receive their reward?
People with knowledge about crimes that have occurred can call our hotline at 719-589-4111 and provide crime tip information. This is a dedicated analog phone line used to receive reports of criminal activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The tipster will then receive a private code or number assigned, and from there the tip will be brought to law enforcement first and then later reviewed by the board for cash value of the reward. Additionally, the analog phone line, for those that may be unaware, is a standard copper wire telephone line. The logic behind that is that it is extremely difficult to tap into, providing an extra layer of security for you when you call. Cell and smartphone conversations are much easier to tap into as opposed to an analog phone line.
Ah, it makes a lot of sense. So someone can call really without the fear of possibly the call being heard. Because to me, that would be the biggest concern. Now, what you're saying is anonymity is absolutely maintained to the highest level in all aspects of this.
In all aspects. And when the board receives tips, we know no information, zero information other than the tip received. So all that we do is we converse with our law enforcement and ask them if they find this to be a legitimate tip, if it did help them in leading to an arrest or conviction. And from there, we decide the reward.
What would happen, Nikki, if someone happened to call the national hotline number instead? Would this still count?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. So they absolutely can call the national hotline, and Crime Stoppers USA would take down the tip, just as we would, and forward that tip to the San Luis Valley for us to then process.
Anything else that you'd like to cover at this point?
If I can, I just want to speak about our vision and our mission.
Absolutely.
So our goal is to keep any and all tips anonymous. When a crime or tip is reported by Crime Stoppers, it is logged with the date, time, and a brief summary of the tipster's information. Tipsters are given a secret code number, which is used in subsequent transactions. Tipsters may remain anonymous with no pressure to reveal their identity and still collect their rewards. If a tipster's information results in the arrest and the filing of criminal charges against a felony crime offender or apprehension of a felony fugitive, contact will be made with the tipster and arrangements made so that they can receive the reward in cash and preserve their anonymity. So tips can be made anonymously two different ways. Right now, we only have one way, which is through the analog telephone line at 719-589-4111. However, once our website is up and running, I hope that we can accept tips anonymously.
And keep in mind, this is for the entire San Luis Valley. This
the is entire San Luis Valley.
It's not just Buena Vista, Alamosa. It's all the counties in this area.
So actually, I would like to elaborate on that we even extend all the way to Creed. The sheriff up in Creed has a poster and a banner of ours hanging up, and we do assist them as well.
Wonderful. So. Let's wrap things up again, looking at the great big fundraiser that's coming up.
Yes, we are really excited about it. The Alamosa Ice Rink, I just kind of want to give a big shout out to Jess Jolly there. She has been really easy to work with and very helpful. She too is very enthusiastic and excited about this. This should be really fun. We're looking forward to it. The general admission cost is $4 for adults and $3 for children. I don't know the exact ages of those children. We will have a donation jar there. We will have our silent auction. We will have our raffle again for a Weatherby Vanguard Series 2 rifle, which I just must say is a really sharp rifle. I want it. and just a good family fun event to attend that afternoon. It is going to be safe and secure. Obviously, we're going to have members from our law enforcement attending. And then also our community members. I'm really looking forward to enjoying that day with the community and my family.
You even got concessions there too.
We are selling concessions. Yes, we're selling corn dogs and chips and water. So come hungry and then stop by Starbucks first.
So buy one, get one half off any hot chocolates or brewed coffees. So something for everybody that day.
And this is March 23rd.
March 23rd.
Theoretically from 1 to 5 p.m., but as you said, if people are still there, you're
going
to keep
on. Exactly. We're going to keep going. We don't plan on ending at 5 o'clock. Jess, again, has just been so gracious and saying, you know, if it extends over, that's okay. So we're looking forward to it. We're hoping that it turns out to be as good as we anticipate, as we have in mind, which I can't imagine that it won't. You know,
it could be a great event.
Yeah. You know, something about the Valley is, I have noticed, is they're Valley strong. They are very community oriented. You know, your neighbors and your friends have your back. I think that is really special. That's a really special part of the Valley.
Kaylee, anything else?
No, I'm looking forward to helping you guys out. I think this is going to be a great event. I'm going to go learn how to ice skate that day.
So they do, for those who are nervous, they have cheaters.
Yes, I saw them. I looked them up.
And I am not ashamed to use a cheater.
Me neither. I'm clumsy enough. I need something to help me.
If it means that I don't break anything, I'm all about it.
There you go. All right. Well, Nikki and Kaylee, thank you so much for stopping by the studio, and I hope you have a great turnout.
Thank you so much, Adam. I really appreciate your help.
After we recorded this podcast, several more businesses committed to support the efforts of the San Luis Valley Crime Stoppers and their Skate Night fundraiser. Nikki reached out to us and asked if she could come back and thank each and every one of them. We thought it was a great idea.
We just want to take a second to thank all of our sponsors, including businesses and corporate sponsors who have participated in this really exciting upcoming fundraiser that we have going on in Alamosa. I'd like to start off by saying thank you so much for KZBR Radio, the Zebra out of Alamosa, for becoming one of our corporate sponsors. It's completely unexpected and really, really appreciated. Coors, thank you so much for making all of our signs and our banners for us. Mark Renshaw for donating funds to this podcast. It's really appreciated. Revitalize Medical Salon and Spa out of Alamosa for donating a $500 gift certificate. Salon Charisma of Monta Vista for their spa package. Sue McCullough at Fine Arts and Painterita for donating two gift certificates for the Tuesday night Painteritas. The Finery Boutique of Monta Vista for donating a $100 gift certificate to go shopping. Torres Floral Design in Monta Vista for donating a gift certificate for the purchase of flowers. Nino's Mexican Restaurant in Monta Vista for a dinner for two. Thank you to Vale 3 Theater of Monta Vista for your donation of four adult admission tickets. Safeway of Monta Vista, I just want to give a huge shout out to Kip and Dreama. Thank you so much for your help with San Luis Valley Crime Stoppers and our food. Without that, we couldn't have done that without you. I would like to say thank you to our mayor, Dale Becker, and Wilbur Ellis for also picking up the contributions for all of our food that we will have that day. Mountain View Restaurant for donating a dinner for two as well. Starbucks of Alamosa, huge shout out to Kaylee. Thank you so much for everything that you do, for all of your support, and then for your donation towards this fundraiser. And then also keep in mind that they will be running a special for buy one, get one half off, all brewed and hot chocolates for that day. Simply Elegant Salon and Spa out of Alamosa. Honeybee Cakes, and that's Melissa Howd. Thank you so much for all of your cupcakes that you're planning on making. Maywa in Alamosa for your certificate for a dinner for two. SLV Federal Bank, thank you for your sponsorship. Thank you so much to Adam and Martha for donating an SL Voices podcast and also for having us here. I appreciate it. And lastly, I would like to say thank you to Southern Colorado Computer Services for your donation. Without all of these sponsors, Adam, we would not be where we are today.
That anonymous tip line number again is 719-589-4111. San Luis Valley Crime Stoppers reminds you that crime doesn't pay.
But Crime Stoppers does.
Make plans now to attend the first fundraiser that SLV Crime Stoppers has put on. Come out for an afternoon of family fun at the Alamosa Ice Rink, located just south of the Alamosa Family Recreational Center. Everything takes place on Saturday, March 23rd from 1 to 5 p.m. There's a silent auction taking place thanks to the support of numerous local businesses, restaurants, and entertainment venues. In addition, they will be hosting a raffle between then and Halloween for a Weatherby Vanguard Series 2 rifle. And of course, concessions such as corn dogs, chips, and soft drinks will be available.
If you are interested in donating and can't make it to the skate party, you can reach out to the SLV Crime Stoppers through the messaging system on their Facebook page or by mail to P.O. Box 1341 Alamosa 81101.
And of course, if you're in Alamosa for any reason on the 23rd, make sure you stop by Starbucks and mention Crime Stoppers when you order. If you do, you'll receive their buy one, get one at half price special on coffee or hot cocoa just for mentioning Crime Stoppers. Tell your friends too. That's all day Saturday, March 23rd at the Alamosa Starbucks.
Just a little interesting history. Crime Stoppers was the brainchild of a young Albuquerque detective who was concerned by the number of unsolved cases he and fellow detectives were working, and was particularly frustrated that all possible leads had been exhausted regarding the murder of a young college student. He felt information that would solve the crime was available for someone other than the criminal. That principle led to the major factors that needed to be addressed so individuals would come forward.
Members of the local community, media, and law enforcement came together in partnership to begin the effort to provide crime-solving assistance to law enforcement, and the first Crime Stoppers program was born in September of 1976.
Today, community and student Crime Stoppers programs reach around the world and are represented not just in the U.S., but also Canada, the Caribbean, and Latin America, Europe, Australia, and the Southwestern Pacific.
Right here in our area, the San Luis Valley Crime Stoppers is on the move. They're developing a new website. They're on social media, such as Facebook and Twitter, and they're even putting out a quarterly newsletter. You can find links for even more information on this podcast webpage.
Their mission is to increase the safety of the communities in the San Luis Valley by assisting law enforcement agencies in identifying and arresting criminal suspects through anonymous tips received. By working together, we can make our communities in the San Luis Valley a place where everyone has an opportunity for a better quality of life.
Again, that anonymous tip number for the entire San Luis Valley region, including Alamosa, Caneos, Castilla, Mineral, Rio Grande, and Sawatch counties, is 719-589-4111. All calls go to a dedicated analog phone line used to receive reports of criminal activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. San Luis Valley Crime Stoppers remind you that crime doesn't pay, but Crime Stoppers does. We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. You can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley.